I'm going to be joined by Northern Illinois head coach Dave Dorn. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. First and foremost, congratulations on your second year now at Northern Illinois and a distinction that the Huskies have that no one else has in FBS, and that's the longest winning streak, current winning streak with 9 consecutive games. When you look back to last year's MAC championship win, the first one for the program in 28 years, and then a GoDaddy.com bowl a victory over Arkansas State. Talk about the success of that winning streak carrying over into next year and this year, and also with opening up against Iowa.
Obviously, a lot's been said about last season here, and we're very proud of what we accomplished. We definitely enjoyed, you know, a lot of the demons, I guess, that we were able to eradicate from around here with some tough losses in the championship game in years past. But we also know that none of that's going to help us this year, you know. So we were pretty quick to turn to the next page. We have used it a lot to get out and try to build, increase the fanfare as much as possible with the success we had in the television that we were able to gain last year. But definitely move forward pretty quickly here in the offseason to what's ahead.
Again, a reminder for our writers, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Dorn and all of our head coaches. Dave, when you look at this opportunity against Iowa in a neutral site game at Chicago Soldier Field, talk about the opportunities that this presents for you in the program in playing in downtown Chicago.
Well, playing at Soldier Field is really a special thing for our team, being, you know, close to 55 miles from Soldier Field here on our campus. A lot of our players, over 60 of them, are Illinois residents growing up, and, you know, the Bears, for many of them, is their team. And so a chance to be in the locker room that their heroes were in and be on the field that many of the players they grew up watching on television and wanting to be like, you know, I think it's a great experience. It's also just a tremendous venue for our fans. And the teams that we get to play there, you know, I think last year with Wisconsin, this year with Iowa, and 4 years ago with Iowa, again, it's a great venue for a college game.
Well, can we go to questions for Coach Dorn?
Your first question comes from the line of Fred Mitchell with the Chicago Tribune.
Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Great. I know you lost Logan Pegram to the broken leg couple weeks ago. Talk about how your offensive line is shaping up and just how crucial it is for these guys to perform.
Yeah, well, obviously, anytime you lose a returning player, it hurts, you know, but the players that we had coming back, we were excited to see play, and it just kind of pushes the numbers now. If they would have all been playing anyway, we had a pretty good rotation with Andrew Ness and Matt Killian and Aiden Conlon, our three redshirt freshmen. They were going to all rotate through the games. It just puts them out there probably more. I think the biggest thing Logan's injury does is it hurts our depth inside. You know, we went from having a pretty solid two deep on the inside of our O-line to now being where we've got 5 guys probably that we feel like we can play and win with right now. And, you know, it's a young unit up front. It is a talented group. And with what we do offensively, it does dummy down what defenses will do to you because of all of our option stuff. So that will help them.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Evan Meyer with MAC Report Online.
Today, my question really is centered around the quarterback situation and how that materialized now that Chandler has graduated and how that's going along to the first game against the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, well, obviously, everyone's talking about the shoes that Jordan has to fill, and quite honestly, I'm really excited to see Jordan play. He's one of the toughest kids that I've been around that plays that position. He plays quarterback with a linebacker's mentality. He's a great leader. He's a very good runner, maybe a better runner than Chandler was a year ago. He's got a quick release. Now he just needs to go do it, you know, and so that's kind of where we're at. You know, I think everyone in our program and on our campus is really excited and confident in Jordan's abilities. We just need to get him into some games now and let him know what he has to work on, you know, when the bullets are flying.
Do you have to change anything in the playbook for Jordan than you did for Chandler, or can you run the same, pretty much run the same plays and the same options?
You know, we can run the same plays. More of the changes we have are due to the other losses we incurred, you know, from the different players we lost at receiver and on the offensive line, and then, you know, we hired a new offensive coordinator that has a few few ideas that the old one didn't, that we want to make sure he can run his offense his way, too.
Thank you, Coach. Best of luck.
You're welcome.
One last question before I let you go. When you look at this opening of the season and having a neutral site facility, how much of an opportunity or advantage is it for you, knowing that you were there already last year playing in a similar neutral site game, at that time being against Wisconsin?
It helps. You know, there's no doubt. And for all our returning players, they've now been there twice and played there last year. We went down there for a walkthrough during fall camp. And so, you know, it helps. There's definitely going to be less of an off factor, I think, for our guys being in those locker rooms. And it is a pretty inspiring arena when you get down on the field and, you're driving in and all the stuff that Chicago brings and obviously the skyline in the background. It's pretty awesome. So just to have been there a couple times, I know that'll help.
Dave, do you have time for one more question?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to one last one, Hope.
Our final question comes from the line of Randy Peterson with the Des Moines Register.
Yeah, how are you, Dave?
Hey, Randy.
Just talk about the situation. You're game planning against a new Iowa offensive coordinator and against a new Iowa defensive coordinator. What kind of problems does that pose, if any?
Well, you know, you got to cover more bases maybe than you normally would because there's some unknown. You know, we do know that Coach Ferentz and his son, obviously, being the O-line coach, are going to stick to pretty close to what they did before in the run game. It's worked for all of them for a number of years, and I don't see that changing. But the pass game, we know, will be a lot more like what he did at Texas, probably with Greg Davis, and so we've studied a lot of Texas film just to see what different route concepts we need to be prepared for. From a defensive standpoint, you know, Phil has been there the whole time with Norm, and so we know that kind of the skeleton will be somewhere. We've heard there's a lot more pressure stuff going on just in the newspapers, so you got to be ready for that, and you kind of expose your guys to the different rules that could happen. But there's always uncertainty, you know, the first three games. Until you get three or more games on your opponents, you're always going to have that doubt.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Well, Dave, again, we thank you for your time. Appreciate you staying a few extra minutes longer. And, again, wish you best of luck with this Saturday's game against Iowa.
Great. The season's finally here. I appreciate it. Take care.